If he says, hey, can I just have a word with you? If Bruce says that,
oh, shit.
No, hang on.
No, I'm busy. I'm busy.
Writing a phone call.
See, I might have to sack myself if we had another wooden spoon.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Oh, we've got the crew back together, and I'm so excited to talk about this. Port Adelaide beat a top eight side. You beauty.
Hey.
The Crows were absolutely woeful. They were shocking, but did play a good side. We'll
shocking.
Get the boys to tell us all about that. You were.
You didn't even watch it.
Roo swore during the commentary.
That's a disgrace.
He did.
Oh. Again, Ditz.
Oh, no.
That is a disgrace.
And who will Alistair Clarkson coach next year? Surely he's going to coach one of the big
Gold Coast Suns.
Before we start talking football, can I just say to you, Rupert, and to you, Bernie Vince, that our boy Ditz looks stunning with that short haircut. You
out.
Look fantastic. Oh, yeah. You went to your barber and he gave you a number three.
Yeah, we got it
you
wrong.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
It was an accident. He didn't want that. He asked for haircut. Haircut number three, not number three. Yeah. Once he'd started, it was too late.
I've got to buy a beanie like you, Jar. It's a bit cold.
You look like a criminal.
A bit fresh.
Good.
Thank you.
All you need is a neck tattoo and you'll, and you'll
you get
fit
a big
in
crown.
Yeah, I'm getting that today.
He's signing up with the Gypsy Jokers.
Oh, he's gone.
Tom and Chero's were there,
Dunbar.
Anyway,
they're fighting for my services.
Well, you look good, Ditz, anyway.
Sergeant at Arms, Chris Dittmer.
That's it.
Yep.
Will Kate be happy when you get a cuddle tonight?
She used the word criminal. She looked at me yesterday and she said, you look like a criminal.
Well, you probably are.
Anyway, come on, let's talk about Port Adelaide.
Come on.
Getting better each week. It's just starting to
build. GWS were in front in the last quarter.
We played with them. We actually thrashed them. We just
did you?
Yeah,
we're losing inside 50s. In the last quarter. What, you're just mucking around.
We were. We were a bit. Well, it leads me to the point. We've talked about the forward line, the tall forward line. Robbie Gray will come back in a week or two.
Mm.
Who does he leave out?
Look,
tough one.
Marshall's not getting a game in my final shot.
So you're dumping.
But he's played
Marshall.
Better. He has been
better. He has been better.
But still not enough, I reckon.
Yeah, better against the sides when you're winning.
Roo, we've said this for a long time now. And
I've
he's been in worse form when we thought, nah, he's definitely got to go out this week. And he just doesn't go out. So he's not going to go out now when he's actually back in some okay form.
Guess what, though?
You can't
when
drop
they get
Laddams.
Knocked out in the finals, we'll all go, oh, yeah, you know, should have.
Ditch, you can't drop Laddams.
Laddams might go out. Who else is going to go out?
Go on, Roo. Who's he going to drop then?
Dumb decision.
Marshall.
But he won't.
He won't play Laddams. If you don't play Laddams, who's going to ruck? Charlie Dixon's on one
Adelaide.
Bloody leg.
Yeah, but
you can't throw Chuck in there.
You're not going to put a leer in. You're not going to play one ruckman in the finals.
But I think what we're saying, though, all of us agree with you. We all agree with you, but he's not going to do that. We've seen
that
before.
That's why I'm telling you, when they get knocked out, we'll go, he's stuffed up.
Well.
And I might be wrong.
I agree.
They might go the whole way through and win the flag, and I might have a double yoker on my face, but I just reckon you can't play that many tools.
No, and it seems that all the experts are saying the same thing, whatever show I watch or, you know, whatever commentary I listen to. But if he does play all of them, and obviously you get towards the better weather in September, but can you move the side around so that someone from somewhere else misses out and you bring Robbie Gray in? So
you're still
shuffling
too many tools, Dits. It's not about...
What, inside forward 50 or in the whole side?
So you got Laddams, Georgiades, Marshall.
And Dixon.
Dixon, yeah.
So Lyson. You can't... They're playing four.
Look, you can play. I just wouldn't. But Ken
does any other team
something we don't.
What other team?
West Coast
the tallest,
very tall.
What's the tallest?
West Coast.
They've got Oscar
Eagles.
Allen, Darling, Kennedy.
And they played Nat Nui, and for a long time they played Vardy. But they don't.
The ideal balance of a forward line is you would have two key forwards, a mobile forward, and three fast little speedy Gonzalez small forwards who apply pressure.
Well, I've got those.
That's your balance.
But Georgiades plays good on
as
the ground
the mobile,
as well.
Yeah, as the mobile forward.
Yep.
And Marshall's not slow, and Laddams is not slow. And that's maybe their argument that they're all pretty good on the ground.
So who else misses out if Motlop comes in as well?
Poor, gee.
Because he'd be up for selection shortly.
Well,
there's two quality players.
He's sort of on the edge anyway, I think, when you've... When
does a Bergman miss out?
No.
I think he's going well.
It's a good position
to be in.
It's a great problem to have.
McKenzie is keeping Cleary out of the side.
Yep.
I've liked McKenzie.
Can't drop McKenzie.
He's been good.
Could the Crows chase Cleary? Because you're gonna nick off Talia, you're gonna flick him out of the door.
Why did you say that?
Well, we haven't offered him a contract.
I can just see the cogs ticking over in Roo's head there. Hang on, I haven't thought of that.
I love Tommy Cleary too. And McKenzie has been playing some super footy too.
But he gets dropped a bit, Cleary, doesn't he? Has the last couple of years.
Mm. What's the knock on him?
Don't know.
I don't think there is, Rupert.
He was injured all this year. Came back for one game and got left out.
That was bizarre, wasn't it?
I don't think there is a knock on him. You just got too many
options.
Good defenders.
Got his face smashed in, didn't he?
Yeah, broke his jaw. He's out for five weeks.
I really feel sorry for him because he did nothing wrong, but got his jaw smashed.
Well, I'd be making a phone call to his manager.
And he was one game back in after missing 5 or 6 weeks. You're not going to be best on ground.
Was when they played those too many tall defenders. Though.
Yeah, and then straight out. So, but in saying that, McKenzie's been great. So I like rewarding players that come in and perform.
Mm.
You know what you got to do though.
What's that, Rupert?
Break his jaw.
Whack on the training track.
Run through someone.
Weak. Well, like the old man. Sorry about that.
But Port Adelaide picked up another 4 points. Did so tracking nicely
against a top eight side. Just finish that sentence.
They're not top eight.
They were in the top eight on the weekend.
Don't count.
For 1 week.
We're not counting that, Roo, are we? Now they're clutching at straws.
Bloody hell, they're about to count whenever anyone's in the eight the past 5 years.
I think Riley Bonner's been good for the last 3 weeks. Been critical of him earlier in the year.
Change your tune.
No, you praise him when they deserve it.
You caned him enough 3 weeks ago.
And he's lifted. He's lifted.
I reckon, actually, you should do that to more players because you used to hate Carl Amon. Now he's your best player.
No. I've never hated Carl Amon.
Did you hate Carl Amon?
Be fair, because people listen to this. I never said that.
Yeah, you got
I said you cannot play all of those blokes in the same side and win a premiership.
You said those Amon types was of hopeless player. About 3 years ago.
I never did.
No, you that's did harsh.
No, I've never
swear
ever
to God.
Did say that. No,
swear
I've
to
never
God.
Said that.
I'm with Drew.
No, I'm
no,
with Ditch.
You did.
Oh, Ditch is all good.
I said there are a certain type of player.
Yes,
you what can't play.
But you didn't
that,
name
that
anyone.
Type of outside running player.
He's changed, I reckon, the way he plays. He's hardened up. And he puts his head over the footy a lot more than what he used to.
I acknowledge
to be fair
that.
To
I acknowledge good. That. Nah, Roo, you put
he's
his
hard, he's harder than
no,
I thought.
You're I swear being to God.
Unfair. No, you're being unfair.
Just before we move on to Crows, two players, Hamish Hartlett and Sam Palpepper. Where are they at?
Oh, Sam Palpepper, I think, will be fine. Hamish Hartlett, that's a good question. Gee,
out
vice
of contract.
Captain of the side.
Yes. I reckon I said that
what's happened?
Last year. I don't even reckon he's in your best side.
Oh, no.
Don't you?
I love Hammer.
I like Hamish too, but you got a few half. You've always had a fair few halfbacks.
Because Ryan Burton's taken his spot, hasn't he? Because you've got Darcy Byrne Jones.
He's playing well, Ryan Burton.
He's been fantastic, Burts. Beautiful leg.
Yep.
He's getting a good run at it. He's normally comes in for 2 weeks and he's out for one, and he's had a good run at it, and he's important to that side.
Can Port win the flag?
Ask you.
Who are you asking
I think
us?
They can.
Everyone.
No, I think they
you know
can.
If they finish in that top four and get a double chance, I reckon it's up. It's anyone's.
So I think they have to win the last three games to
get the
top
double
four,
chance.
And they
right.
play the
if
Western
they get
Bulldogs.
In there, then Roo, ask that question in 4 weeks.
They need, one game clear in the four from Sydney.
Yeah.
Have a look who Sydney play.
Who do they play?
Who have they got? I think they've got all winning games, haven't they?
There's no such thing as.
Why would you say that?
Banking winning you can't games say in this competition, but
who would have thought Freo would have beaten Richmond on the
Sydney
weekend?
Sydney play St Kilda.
I picked them.
Oh, did you?
This is who Sydney play. St Kilda.
Yeah, tick.
Well, you never know.
No.
St Kilda.
St Kilda can beat them.
They're shot.
They can beat them.
They're shot.
The Crows beat them. So you think? Yeah.
Oh, geez, anyone can beat us, right?
North Melbourne the next week.
Nah, don't. They're my side now. North Melbourne.
They're actually.
I reckon they might beat North this week. North will beat Richmond this week. Sorry, and then they play the Gold Coast.
There's three winnable games, aren't they?
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you did, Rupert.
Yeah, okay.
Well, every game's winnable and every game's losable.
Oh,
who do Port play? They got the Bulldogs, and then the two others are shoo-ins, are they?
Oh, they play the Crows.
That's home, Carlton.
I reckon they'll just miss their final.
All right, how did you see the Crows' performance on the weekend? They played the best side.
Well, this sums it up, I think.
Oh, look at the work there for Berry. Great stuff. Intercepted the handball and kicked it inside attacking 50. And it's a wayward kick and Scott picks it off.
How many of these forwards are going to play from behind? If I was the coach here, I'd be losing my marbles.
You know, when you a supporter, Roo, as well, you got to make sure you don't swear into the mic.
Sideways handball.
Did I swear then?
So you get a bit frustrated what, there, right?
Why did you swear? Well, they were taking opposition marks repeatedly inside forward 50. And I was getting frustrated too, but I had a bit more control than what Roo had.
First time I've done that in 14 years of commentating.
I know you have.
Did you get a phone call from any of the bosses? Or?
Well, I wrote this down, Ditz. Western Bulldogs were too much class, too much talent. Doggies have got the best midfield group in the competition. Well, that'd be fair. All right. Midfield, we got smashed. Western Bulldogs dominated on the outside of the contest. Now, forward 50, the forward line, only 13 tackles were laid. James Rowe, one tackle. McHenry, 5 tackles, so you tick him off. Murphy, 2 tackles, out. Tex, no tackles.
Murphy, out.
Yeah, Tex, no tackles. Tom Lynch, 3 tackles. Fogg, 2 tackles. Himmelberg, no tackles. So if you want to play the game in your half, front half, that area's got to improve.
Himmelberg played all right.
But no tackles,
He's a big boy. Well, I thought Tex was a bit down on our foot on the weekend. I know he kicked 2 goals, but he...
And the worst tackling side in the competition is the Adelaide Crows. Terrible technique. Attitude to tackling is an issue. 58 tackles for the whole game.
Yeah, what is with... We've never been a great tackling
side.
What is
it? Yeah, I don't know what...
And until we change that, the good teams are good tackling teams.
I think we still
finals, that's when it really ramps up. So
need a bit more speed in the side, full stop, to tackle a bit more.
But I'm talking about the forward line. Sloaney, no tackles. He's the captain.
That's a surprise.
He played a very good game. And he's got an attitude to tackle.
Well, he has, but I didn't see it on Saturday against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, but it's not because he didn't want to tackle or didn't try his guts out.
He does try his guts out every week, but...
Because on the other hand, you know, Laird had 10 tackles and I didn't think he played a very good game other than the last quarter. He had a good game, a good quarter.
So anyway, they blooded up to 15 players in the last 2 years, Byrne. So you're going to get top of these results against a quality side like the Bulldogs. So
I thought Himmelberg and Fogarty were right up for it. I thought Tex just had a bad day.
Tex had a bad day.
Remember our little bet last week about the best and fairest? Did Riley O'Brien get 3 votes on the weekend?
Yes, he did, Ditz.
Thank you.
Yep. Hey, Ditz, I was with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was with you.
Mm-hmm. He's got a big heart, O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's got a big heart.
Are you happy to say you made a mistake there?
Not at all.
Bigger heart than yours?
What do you mean?
No, there's only one far lap.
Yeah. Huh. And it was a
terrible
horse.
Performance. Not up to it. Look, Riley O'Brien's not an AFL ruckman, to be quite honest with you.
No, he's not.
And he's a lovely young man, but he's not up to this standard of football.
Get that egg off here.
We had him on the rush hour one day. Remember we did it live from Man of the Cassette. And you actually said that to him. Your first question off the top.
Yeah.
Well, have you got any other positions you can play? Because I don't think you're an AFL ruckman. I'm thinking, oh my God.
You didn't say that.
That's what he said. And I'll go... from here, but how are you feeling after that first question?
Oh, that is
you whacked him between the eyes straight up. You said he's not a ruckman to his face.
Is that harsh?
That's harsh. That's too harsh.
That's a disgrace.
No wonder he hadn't been back on.
Kidnapped by the Russian army or something. Do they give you truth serum under a spell or something? You just have to blurt it out, do you?
Anyway.
Now, Phil Thorpe.
Yeah, where is he?
Why is he taking so long to come
back? What's happened?
Well, you can't.
Cotton wool.
Hang on.
No, you just spoke about the lack of tackling in the forward line. You can't play Himmelberg, Fogarty, Tex, and Phil Thorpe in the same forward line. So he was injured. He had that sternum issue. So he might be back in the showdown. Who knows?
All right. I want to play a grab from Graham Corns on 7 News earlier in the week about the Crows playing in Ballarat.
Now, I know footballers have to be prepared to play anywhere these days, but playing this game in Ballarat was a farce. The AFL would never ask Collingwood or Richmond to play on a country ground. Still, there are no excuses. The Crows were simply outclassed. And unfortunately, the Bulldogs wanted it more.
I agree with him. He's absolutely
spot on,
right.
Stud.
Now, the modern player will say, and we asked Tex about this, Roo, on our show. He said, oh, no, you got to play where you're told and you got to play where you want to. They don't send Collingwood to these grounds. No. They don't send Richmond there or Essendon.
It's not because of the ground, though. It's because of the crowd sizes. That's all it's got to do with.
What's that got to do with it?
Because the Crows are never going to...
There aren't any crowds, Roo.
There is no crowds, mate.
They were always banked to play there.
No.
They're making the games up as they go at the moment.
Mm.
A la Port Adelaide last weekend. You can play anywhere.
Yeah, but wind can happen anywhere. There's nothing wrong with the ground.
In the middle of in the winter, please.
So Adelaide are going to fly all the way to Melbourne and then travel all the way to Ballarat. Well, Collingwood
all
live
the
there.
Way.
Well, it's
how
and
far
a bit.
Is it, Boone?
Hour and a bit.
Still
well,
in
no
Boone.
Exactly.
Cornsey's right. They wouldn't send Collingwood or Richmond.
I totally agree with Stud.
Port Adelaide had to play there last year, year before.
And what happened?
Well, they beat the Western Bulldogs. But why are we going to these country venues?
Yeah, I'm with Studley. Well said,
what about going to Tasmania?
That's not a country venue.
Canberra.
What's the difference? Just on this route, I know you're all about making money every day of the week.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. But you've got a long-term view
Bulldogs,
as well.
That's their home ground.
I told you this quote from Eddie McGuire. It's one of the most disgraceful things I've heard since I've been involved watching footy. They played in Canberra one year. He came straight out after the game and said, Collingwood will never, ever play in Canberra again. It's a farce. It's a joke. So in other words, Eddie's saying, oh, 17 other clubs can play there, but we're not.
Yeah, well, that's
it. Either we're all in this together or we're not.
Spot on.
It's totally unfair.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not with you.
And it's a bit like... No, but why aren't you then?
Why? What do you mean? I don't get your point. There's nothing wrong with Ballarat.
If you want to promote the game...
It was just windy there on the weekend.
If you want to promote the game, send Collingwood and Richmond and teams like that to these places so you fill the joint... And that you're actually, Eddie, you're doing a bit for the game. You're doing a bit for the football, not just for the Collingwood Football Club. That is
well
what my
said.
Point is.
Well
I can
said.
Understand that bit, but there's plenty of reasons why they don't send them down to Geelong.
Every year, St Kilda play Fremantle and Hawthorne play Fremantle in Tasmania. Play bloody Collingwood down there. Promote the game.
Mm. What are the cost of $500,000? That goes back
go
to fund
back to
clubs
what,
that need
I
the
go
money.
Go back to what you just
keep
said.
Keep them surviving.
You think it's about making money every single day.
No, I think it's about
well, you're just saying it.
Well, it's responsible. Why would you keep 30,000 people out of a game of football when you don't have to?
Because it's promoting the game for the long term, not for today.
I think
well,
we're
arguing
to differ on
Gold
one.
Coast every year.
Yeah.
What?
Send Collingwood to the Gold Coast every year. Promote the game where they're trying to promote it.
They do sometimes. Collingwood play on the Gold Coast.
Well, not all the time.
Not all the time, but they do play up there.
Because they play 17 times in Melbourne.
And one man that it is always goes missing when it...
But those five games other than the 12 are just other Melbourne sides they play against it.
But no, I know that.
But you're not... Anyway,
no
end of the
crowds
day,
on the weekend.
It's about the whole competition and pulling their weight. That's what it should be. Every club should be playing all over the country. Doesn't matter if it's at bloody
and
Elizabeth
money,
Oval.
The money that those extra clubs make actually goes back to support the other clubs anyway.
Well, one man that goes missing week in, week out is Limo. He joins us. G'day, Limo.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Where have you been? You're no, so I'm, unreliable.
I've just been talking to the good people at Hawthorn, negotiating my coaching contract for next year.
Just on that point.
Here we go.
There's a new succession plan I'm taking over from Sam Mitchell in 5 years' time, okay? What?
Can we just take you back a week or so?
Seriously, Caro's hardly an expert on this topic. This year, and I'm not even making this up, Caro has had Alistair Clarkson coaching the Gold Coast Suns, GWS, Carlton, Collingwood, and I think there's actually one other team.
Adelaide.
She's no, that's Jars. That's Jars. So it's not like she's properly got a finger on the pulse when it comes to Clarko.
Yeah, anything you'd like to say to Caro?
Kiss her hand. Get on your knee and kiss her hand.
I'm still not convinced Clarko's leaving Hawthorn. There's a few weeks left in the year. We can hang on to him.
Like you're on this show to, you know, inform the listeners and get the inside word on what's happening at all these footy clubs. Don't come on here and just try and do cover-ups.
Yeah.
All right, you want some insight?
Yeah. Yeah. We do, actually. Yeah.
Can I go back to the Crows-Bulldogs game on the weekend?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You know, I was listening to Triple M on the weekend, the Crows-Bulldogs game. Mm. And here's a little bit of commentary that really, really caught my ear.
And look at the work there for Berry. Great stuff. Intercepted the handball and kicked it inside attacking 50. But it's a wayward kick and Scott picks it off for the Dogs.
How many of these forwards are going to play from behind? If I was the coach here, I'd be losing my marbles.
You know, when you're a supporter, Roo, as well, you got to make sure you don't swear into the mic.
Sideways handball.
Did I swear then?
Oh, magnificent.
I feel like I've heard that
it's
before.
Good that Sandra Sally's rocked, I mean. We played that 10 minutes
we
ago.
We did that 10 minutes, you chunky. Do your homework, you twit.
If you got here on time,
I was too busy.
Having another breakfast meeting that no one listens to.
Part-time.
I'm trying to distract attention away from the Hawthorn debacle.
You're unreal.
Straight back to Clarkson.
We've already done that one.
Those gag. Next thing you'll be telling the rubber band gag.
You did that.
I saved
right, who's Clarko coaching next year? What's your opinion,
Well,
Root?
He's not. He's going to have a year off.
I wouldn't have a clue, but I know there's talk in the last couple of days that they should try to get him up to the Gold Coast Suns and fix them up, but I wouldn't think he'd be overly keen on that.
Year off.
I don't.
You get him at the bottom. It's the oldest trick in the book for coaches. Yeah, get a club that's at
been
the bottom.
Down there for a long time.
Hey, Dits, you know who's at the bottom? Hawthorn. he could have stayed there.
He could save them.
Can I just say, though, this is from my, and in all seriousness, this is an absolute failure.
Is this the truth?
It's the truth.
Okay.
This is an absolute failure in management from Jeff Kennett and Justin Reeves. How you can lose what many people say is the best coach in the modern era, who's been at the club 17 years, 4 flags. How do you let him walk out of the door with a year left on his contract? And you're going to pay him. Jeff Kennett actually said, well, Alistair came to us and asked us if it was okay if he left at the end of this year. And we said, sure. And we're going to give him $1 million. Are you absolutely kidding me?
All right. So
it is a disgrace from them.
So Jeff Kennett and Justin Reeves, if he's a CEO, he's obviously reasonably smart. Why would 2 smart blokes do that?
Rue, I have no idea, but it's spiralled slowly out of control. As you know, these things happen bit by bit. They don't happen overnight.
How often had Clarkson spoke to Reeves in the last 6 months?
I don't think they're close.
They didn't.
How many times?
What are you alluding to?
I don't think they're close.
How close is Clarko to Kennett?
He's not.
They don't talk, do they?
Well, they're not particularly.
How close is Clarko to Mitchell.
Sam Mitchell?
Graham Wright?
How's that relevant?
Oh, hang on. Rue's got something up his sleeve here.
What's the point you're making?
No, I don't know.
Mark?
You're saying he's the common denominator?
No, there's a few, obviously a few issues why they made it.
So you're saying Clarko's the reason?
No, obviously they're all wrong or he's wrong.
Mm. And what corner they're in? They're in Mitchell's corner, aren't they?
Well,
all three of them.
They made the call, so. Yeah.
And Clarko was.
But I'm not also saying Jeff, it's right or wrong, but they've made a bloody big call.
And I'm saying Jeff Kennett is obsessed with the idea of turnover, right? We know he's made the rule with the presidency, can only last for 5 years. He's obsessed with the idea of always refreshing, but sometimes refreshing isn't necessarily the best move.
No,
I'm not saying it's the best move either, but.
No.
Well, a lot of pressure on Mitchell. Yeah.
Well, there is now.
Well, how's
good
it?
Luck.
Poor
there
bastard.
Is now.
He's coached 10 VFL games.
Correct.
Now, he could end up being a great coach, but this is a fair bit of heat on him.
Is there any irony in the fact that he got rid of Mitchell, Lewis and Hodgie a year or so early and then he's ended up going maybe a year or so early as well?
Do you reckon Hodgie and Louis cracked a bottle of champagne the other night when Mitch was taken over?
What would Ruffhead say at the moment?
What would Ruffy say? Right now.
Oh, stop batting.
Stalling. Stalling.
I think
we've just lost Lee.
He's part-time. Yeah. He's done his,
anyway.
Done his 5 minutes.
Burnt, so it's Carlton, Collingwood or Gold Coast?
Or year
reckon?
Off.
Or year off.
Carlton.
I'm having a dollar on Carlton.
Are you?
Carlton.
All right.
You're going Carlton.
And Giles, you're saying
I think
year
it's
off.
Year off, yeah, mate.
Mm.
Hey, what about
still,
this?
Hang on. Sorry, Lima. Does he still get paid? Just a question. Does he still get paid?
Yes.
The payout from Hawthorn if he gets another job?
Regardless,
he
gets it.
So he gets 1.2.
Brilliantly.
Yes.
So he got paid out so he could go.
So he get 1.2 from Hawthorn and he potentially could get whatever he's going to get at another club. 1.6.
Correct,
probably.
Burn, yes.
He can't pay
Jeez,
that much.
That's a pay.
All right, what about this?
Can't
okay.
Do that anymore, I don't think.
Let's say he goes to Carlton and he says to Carlton, pay me $1 next year, back end my entire contract, and I'll front end the contracts of everyone in my footy department to smooth out your soft cap over however many years.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Could you do that?
Why would he do that?
Because that'll hurt you at the back end then.
Mm. Yeah. You've got too much time on your hands, mate. Mm.
Well, he's getting paid by Hawthorn next year.
Don't ever
he's
let a comedian run your
anyway. Right. He's getting paid that. He's getting paid out.
Can I just, before we move on, 4:45 Sunday, I got a text message. I've heard some whispers. The Crows have approached Clarkson.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
God. Are you fed, Akin?
From Mark somewhere.
I'm reading it. I can see it.
Next Tuesday, there'll be an announcement to say that the Adelaide Crows have signed Alistair Clarkson to a 5-year deal, $1.4 a year.
from? Mark.
Oh, look, it won't go away.
I said it 5 years ago.
He's still hanging on to it.
It won't go away.
Franzon sent that back to me as well. I heard he's in Adelaide.
Really?
There you go. Well, you can't at the moment. The borders are shut.
That's right.
Yay!
Anyway,
did you all see Jay Viney's incident over the weekend?
Dirty,
the elbow
Jack,
to
dirty.
The throat to the young
head,
Collins.
Jack Viney, yeah.
Would you ever do a thing like that, Jay?
Not at all. I squirrel gripped.
That's right.
Or put my thumb up your backside when you're going for a mark. I did a hoppy a couple of times, but never ever would I do that. And dog act, and you get 4 weeks.
Put an elbow on someone's cheek or grab.
Well, what Bickley did to. Back in the day,
Wakeland.
That's dirty.
Yeah. That was sore.
Any elbows? Nah, sorry. Kidney punches.
Oh, but you're allowed to grab them on the balls.
Oh, a bit of fun in there in the packs.
Sexual assault. A bit of fun. There's no fun for the squeezy.
Ask Timmy
Squeezy.
Grab us all the time.
The nutty.
But nah, he's in a lot of trouble, Ditz.
What do we all reckon he should get for that? Like, is it a couple of games or is it three games?
At least.
Nah.
Elbows. Elbows are bad.
I reckon he'll get one
week. He'll get one for stupidity.
No way.
Wasn't that bad.
That was terrible.
Nah,
6 seconds on his throat, Ditz.
Worse than
that. You can do a lot of damage to the elbow.
Hang on, try again. You went everyone in this studio apart
from that. Dog act and disappointed he did that because he's a good kid.
4 weeks for a bit of pressure on a neck.
No, I'm sorry.
Nah, one.
Terrible.
Now, with the Clarkson story, let's go back to that, shall we? Revisit. Sacked coaches. Jars, in your time.
Well, I only had two, so I was blessed to have some wonderful coaches, Mickey Noonan, Neil Baum and Peter Rode, but
that's
Graham
three.
Corns and Robert Shaw.
And Robert Shaw.
They weren't sacked. They were great coaches. I was lucky. I only had two
coached
coaches.
You coached by Neil Baum.
Yeah, Baumy for a year.
Was he good?
Oh, he's outstanding.
Players coach, wasn't he?
He was a great players coach. Yeah. He was terrific, Barmy.
Back in the players.
Studley Corns copped it in the neck, and Studley thought at the time that...
Hang on, that's four coaches.
No.
That's five.
No, I had those were three great coaches who never got sacked. Well, Cornsy initially thought it was McDermott, McGinnis and Jarman, initially. But it wasn't.
Andrew Jarman.
Because Bill Sarnas had done a, when you go around and speak...
Survey?
A review about Studley end of 94.
Bill did his own internal review.
Anyway, it wasn't the three of us that got him. It was someone else.
You swear to
in
God?
In our playing
Who
list.
Was
Absolutely.
It?
Someone else on the playing
Who was
list?
It?
Yes. A very important player. Yes, Ditz is
yes,
right.
Yes, look, Ditz.
No, I'm not going to mention his name because
no,
he's
I won't
a dear
say it
friend.
On air, promise.
But he got it. He got the stud.
Right.
And then
really?
Studley worked it out what happened
really?
At the time. And Bill Sarnas and this former teammate of ours, Rupert, I drove past a certain pub and they were having a very deep discussion. But they
this
didn't
certain
see
player?
Me. Yes.
So one
and
player
Graham.
Got a coach
yes.
sack. One player.
No, I think. Yes.
No.
He was,
no,
sure.
It's
he
true,
was on the way
because this
out
player,
a
ex-teammate
bit,
of ours, confirmed it to me when we had a few reds.
One player got a coach
because
sacked.
He was the most important player.
Jeez, right. Must have been a big player.
And Robert Shaw, well, what
did you say
Robert,
he was a big player?
Yeah, well,
okay.
When good
Robert,
player.
What right about Shorey?
When Robert Shaw lost his way, fair to say, in the second year, we were out training and they said, oh, you're going to go out and coach Shorey? And he said, nah. You know what he was doing? He was inside playing
table tennis.
Must
have been an important
game. No, trainers. Some of our trainers.
He just refused
and
to come
and train. And he had a cup of coffee
no
in his hand,
that
didn't he?
Can't be right.
True story.
Mate,
so table was tennis when you're training.
Hang on.
No, he just said he must have lost it. He'd lost
surely
it.
Someone in the hierarchy had to have asked him afterwards what he was doing. That. What do we know what his explanation was? Or
although he just I
couldn't
think
be
he just
he gave
it.
Up
he
on
was
us.
Gone.
He checked out.
So what round was this?
Like, 13, 14,
so
15?
So McDermott called us in, didn't he, for training? Because we were wondering where he was. So then Bones basically took over training that night.
Who coaches for the rest of the year?
Shorey.
Did he?
Couldn't believe it.
What was he like?
Getting a few eggs.
Did
he lost, yeah.
Did he see the year out, did he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. When we finished training, he was gone.
Then Ayrsy after that, was it?
Because our senior players were looking for him to have a chat. Said, mate, what happened there? Why aren't you training?
He was out of there.
He checked out, didn't he, Roo? Playing table tennis.
Root, did his table tennis game improve, though, over the rest of the year?
Was he a good table tennis player? Yeah,
very good. He nearly got into the Olympics, actually.
He would have been good in the second half of the
year.
What about
anyway, you, Rupert?
A bit.
What?
Coaches sack.
Yeah, well, I was there with both of those.
Yeah, two.
And then Blighty didn't really get sacked. He just had enough.
Enough.
And then Ayrsy.
That's three.
Yeah, I had a bit to do with Ayrsy leaving. He left at the bye. Yeah. Just needed to, we needed a
refresher.
What about Craigie?
I was still there when I was finishing.
Just on the Ayrs finished. Thing, sorry. So when you say you had a bit to do with it, do you want to divulge how it unfolded?
Nothing in a bad way.
You just thought it was time?
I think we all the leadership group thought it was time and we needed to go in a different direction.
So how do you go about that? Do you front the board or the
president? I went to the CEO, Stephen Trigg, at the time and said, I reckon we should perhaps do something at the bye. That way we get a couple of weeks to work out everything that you got to work out over the bye and who to put in place. So that's what happened.
How were you going at the time? Were you ordinary or were you really bad?
We were going just okay.
What, 13th?
Oh, I can't remember. But mid-table.
Roo, it's intriguing then when something like that happens, and say with Clarkson now, so many people leave clubs on a sour note. So what's it like now if you run into Gary Ayres? I mean, does he understand or does he...
I don't really run into it, but I don't dislike the bloke. No. But I just knew we could do better. And you know what? Craigie stepped in and we were minor premiers the next year with the exact same team. Well, and that was my beef for the few years prior to that. We'd went 11th to 8th to 6th to 4th under Ayrsy.
Mm.
And I said, Triggy, I think we can do better. And he said, well, look at the graph. It looks fantastic. I said, yeah, the graph could be going even better than that.
Right.
So that was how it happened.
All right. Burn?
Neil Craig, he left when I was there. He finished... We got done. It was actually Graham Johncock's 200th game, and we played St Kilda at what is Marvel now, Etihad, I think at the time. And we got done by, I think we might have got done just under 100 points. And Craigie had never had a loss like that, I don't reckon, ever. And Stiffy, he got, I think Stephen Milne kicked 10 on him in his 200th.
No.
And it was just a bit of a dark time. We were on the downward trajectory, and from what Craigie had done, first year, what's that?
I'd retired.
left a big hole.
Bruce is winking at me, nudging me under the table like, yeah, say something good about me.
It was the roof.
Say something good about me, would you? It was a bit of most. I've loved Craigie as a coach. He was very, very hard on me, but it's exactly what I needed. And I just wish
everyone.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But he's hard on Ditch.
I think I wouldn't have been what I was without Neil Craig in my first few years because he taught me very early on what was required and how hard I had to train. Mm. And I actually thought I was training hard, but I wasn't.
He made
at all.
You a better person, too.
A better person. And he respected whatever we did. He didn't drink, Craigie, but he was all for, you know, having a good time right time. But
I was lucky enough to know him, Byrne, in my career. So I'm not trying to get involved in your footy discussion, but. The only thing I'd like to say is I felt bad as a commentator when I would read bad things about him and people especially the
about
Crow supporters.
Craigie.
Yeah, because the support, they didn't know him the way that we all know him. He made me laugh. Motivated me. He made me train hard. I loved everything about him. And if only I always used to think, God, if only Crow supporters could know him the way that we've been lucky enough to know him.
He didn't let you in.
He's an absolute beauty, I reckon.
And he was very funny, Roo, wasn't he?
Was hilarious.
Like,
that's a mistake he made. He didn't bring that to the media.
No, yeah, that's what I mean.
As soon as a camera was put in front of him, he just shut down.
He became a serious coach.
No, he didn't trust the media.
And that's what I mean. That's what the supporters saw. And I wish they could have seen what we saw.
Because when people say, like, you wouldn't have liked Craigie and all that, I said, no, I loved Craigie.
Fantastic.
And he was one of the funniest coaches I've had. And they go, funny, Craigie, what do you mean? And he's just
the Crowbots, that's what they were calling
Crowbots,
us under him,
exactly.
The Crowbots.
It didn't matter, we were playing finals.
Actually, I hate it when Melbourne people over there just think he's a joke. Like, he's been at Essendon, Melbourne.
Yeah, Gold Coast now.
Gold Coast now, and they think he's at all. I reckon he's an absolute star.
Gun.
He is, in lots of ways, he's better than Blighty. But Blighty's a much better game day and with football knowledge. Craigie, as a preparer of men and getting you ready and training the mind, there's no one better. And when you look back at 97, 98, Craigie was preparing them and Blighty was doing the football stuff, and that's why we won premierships.
Because there's two types of coaches.
None better.
There's Monday to Friday coach and then there's game day coach.
Yep.
And Craigie was great on Monday to Friday, and Blighty was great on the weekends.
And the feedback I've got, Williston is still trying to work out which one you are.
I reckon I'm more of a game day coach.
He's a Sunday morning coach.
He's never good Sunday, Monday.
His table tennis game's getting good, though.
Did you sack any of your squash coaches?
Nah.
Did you have any?
I was that easy to get along with.
You know,
Dix was like Kyrgios. He couldn't have a coach. Yeah. He wouldn't listen to him.
Uncoachable.
I knew better.
Uncoachable.
Oh, he's uncoachable. What about you, Limo? Did you sack any of your comedian coaches?
No, I had at Adelaide University. Actually, Johnny Turnbull was a coach of mine at Adelaide University. He was recruiting manager at Hawthorn.
He was.
I had nothing to do with him leaving the club. So, I've never had a comedy coach. Can you tell?
No, you're a great coach, though, Jazz.
I've got a question for Bernie, though.
Yes.
So, Bern, you lose Neil Craig at the Crows, who you loved.
Yep.
Right? Then when do you find out the next coach is Brenton Sanderson? How do you find out, and what's your reaction?
Bix, that was about round, I reckon from memory, about round 15.
But you had Bix, didn't you?
Bix coached the last six or seven games. He was the forward coach at the time, Bix.
Can I say one thing about Bix? I said, how the hell are you the forward line coach?
Yeah.
And he goes, you don't have to kill someone to write a murder novel. And I said, I reckon it helps, though.
It'd make the book a bit more interesting, wouldn't it?
He was just a sturdy little fat little shitter back pocket player, wasn't he?
There it is. Hey, very courageous.
Yeah, he was tough.
When did we find out about Sando? Yeah. It must have been in the off season, not long after the season. I reckon it was mentioned pretty early. Rory, you probably know more than me about that.
No, I wasn't involved in it.
Yeah, but you
Sando would have been in
that.
A beauty parlour when he got told.
No, but in Sando's first year, geez, he was a real players man. He was getting around us and we were real close. And then everyone sort of drifted in that second year.
I think he drifted as well, didn't he?
Well, I was gone after the second year. That's how that went. I think it was somewhere in the off season.
All the Crows coaches, Ditz, we sacked them all, bar Phil Walsh, God bless his soul, and Blighty.
Blighty probably agreed.
And the rest of all been sacked.
Blighty agreed.
Yeah, but. That's every law. Football club.
No,
it shouldn't be every football
but
club.
It is.
Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide don't
go and look
their
at coaches. Go and look
Adelaide.
At the honour roll.
All of them.
Go and look at the honour roll
Choco
of every club
roll.
In the land. John if your last 3 years, you've actually done really well. Yeah. Serious. It's very rare that coaches last that long.
Gary
Pikey left on his own terms because he had enough money behind him. But most coaches are on too much money to want to leave.
Silly to retire if you're on that much.
Quick question for you, though, guys.
Yes.
Just because I've got the percentages up in front of me, who's got the best winning percentage as a Crows coach?
Craigie.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Sando.
Phil Walsh.
No.
Oh, Cornsy.
Don Pike.
It would be Walshy.
No.
Don Pike?
No. Don Pike, second. Number one, Scott Camporelli.
Did he?
Spotted boy. He took over after Walsh.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Trick question, Limo.
Standing coach.
That don't count.
Don't. He'll get back with him. He'll get upset. He don't like criticism. But anyway.
Who are you talking
Campo?
About?
You.
Are you talking about Campo?
No.
Has that got anything to do with me?
Yeah. How many did you sack under your tutelage at...
Well,
so you got rid of Craig.
He was making. Nah. Well, Ayres, he was one of them.
You got rid of Ayres.
He sacked Ayres him.
Only... You got rid of Don Pike.
He was
Pike.
Sacking him while he's playing.
Who else you get rid
don't
of?
Don't talk rubbish.
Sando.
Don't talk rubbish.
Sando he got.
Sando.
Yeah. He needed to go.
I did have something to do with that. That was it.
That was a good call.
Anyway, if you see Roo walking towards you, just look the other way.
If Andy says, hey, can I just have a word with you? If Roo says that,
shit.
Hang on.
No, I'm busy. I'm
taking a phone call.
I might have to sack myself if we win another wooden spoon.
I thought you'd never say it,
Roo. I thought you'd never go there.
Righto. Yes. You've been listening to the bumps. Enjoy your week at footy. We'll do it all again next week.
Hey, Roo, can we just have a word?
Roo, but we need to say, will you step down?